The 98th Annual Convention of the American Farm Bureau Federation wrapped up last week in Phoenix, Arizona. Rural Radio's own Mark Oppold was there, where he had a chance to speak with two of Arizona's state FFA officers about the organization and agriculture in the Grand Canyon state.
Thank you, Janet. I know you love the FFA and have a great history yourself, and pleasure to visit with some Arizona state officers who are here at the American Farm Bureau Federation Convention. Next to me is McKenna Mellon. She is the state president from Arizona, and Annalee Hawks is the Arizona state vice president joining us. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah,
really
great. Talk about your farm backgrounds here in Arizona.
All right, well, I'm a fourth generation produce farmer from Yuma, Arizona, the lettuce capital of the world. So we grow a lot of produce during the winter and a lot of grains during the summer.
How about that? And Annalee?
The only agricultural background I have is my grandpa was actually a wheat farmer, but my mom made me join the ag class when I was a freshman, and I fell in love with it, and here I am.
Here you are, a state vice president.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about people wonder what kind of agriculture is there in Arizona, and you like to say, Mark, we call it the five C's start.
The five C's. So we have copper, cattle, citrus, cotton, and climate. So there's a lot of cotton grown around my area where I'm from in Coolidge, Arizona. A lot of cattle. Arizona actually grows enough cotton to provide every single man, woman, and child in the world with a pair of jeans.
Well, how about that? How's the crop this year?
Oh, pretty good.
Yeah, is it good?
That's what I heard.
And there are lots of other diversified crops in the state.
Yes, there are. The five C's aren't the only agricultural commodities we have. We also do a lot of produce. In fact, we feed over 90% of our own United States and on to the world as well during the winter season. So we do a lot here in Arizona to make sure that the world's fed.
And the association is growing all the time, Annalee.
Oh, yeah. We have 10,300 members in our association with about 75 chapters.
Wow. How about your future plans? What's ahead for Annalee Hawks?
I'm going to be majoring in agricultural business, and eventually I want to start my own buffalo farm. And then later on in life, I want to teach agriculture in the high school setting.
Going to have a buffalo ranch, huh?
Yeah.
How about that? Let us know how that works, will you?
I will. Definitely.
Very good. Annalee, your future plans?
I hope to be attending Cornell, or will be attending Cornell in New York next year. So I'll be majoring in agricultural communications and hopefully onto an ag corporation where I can help with their marketing analysis and communications.
You know, before we close things out, you had mentioned that over 10,300 members, and you have a lot of urban members here. So anyone watching here from an urban area that may, I don't have a farm background. I can't be an FFA. Not so.
Yeah, that's definitely true. If you are in an urban area, agriculture is still possible. There are so many amazing products that we see or projects that we see in Arizona FFA. Kids make salsa gardens in their apartments or they own different animals. And it's quite amazing to see how creative they can be.
Absolutely. Thanks for coming by today.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It.
Thank
and thanks. What
us.
A great host you are here in the state of Arizona. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.
Annalee Hawks and McKenna Mellon, state officers here in the state of Arizona. And they love talking about FFA, talking about Arizona, and talking about agriculture. Janet, back to you.
Well, Mark, we appreciate that report. Again, that's Rural Radio's own Mark Oppold talking with two state officers from the great state of Arizona.